today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music from the first year at Interlochen Arts Academy. We'll hear the band, orchestra, and choir in their first concerts in the fall of 1962. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Dr. Joseph Matty founded the National Music Camp in Interlochen in 1928, but he also wanted to have a boarding school where young artists could come for the entire year and not just for the summer. For Dr. Matty, an arts boarding school at Interlochen would give students a lot of opportunities and influences that they might not get anywhere else.
Under normal conditions, high school students spend 5 or 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, under school supervision. Outside of school, there are many unsupervised influences, such as television and movies, which do much to shape their lives. Our trustees believe that maximum mental growth and maturity will ensue when we bring together highly talented young people with like interests under skilled leadership all day, 7 days a week.
In 1962, Joe Matty's dream became a reality, and the Interlochen Arts Academy opened its doors. Today on the Interlochen Collection, we'll hear the first student performances from that year. Here's the Academy Orchestra in Orchestra Hall in October of 1962. Joe Matty himself conducted this performance of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's March Slav.
Thank you.
the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performing Tchaikovsky's March Slav. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. We're listening to some early performances from the Interlaken Arts Academy in the fall of 1962. We just heard Joe Matty conducting the Academy Orchestra in music of Tchaikovsky. On that same concert, they performed Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, the Italian Symphony. Here's the fourth and final movement from that performance.
Thank you.
Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Joe Matty, in a concert from October of 1962. They performed the fourth and final move in a Felix Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, the Symphony No. 4. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Most of the early Arts Academy concerts were held in Orchestra Hall. The building was originally part of the Visual Arts Center. But when the Academy opened, it was converted into a music performance space. Here's the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra in Orchestra Hall performing David Bennett's Rhapsody in Rumba. David Bennett's Rhapsody in Rumba, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and conducted by Joe Matty. Music from the first Academy year. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection. For more information about today's episode, including a photo of Joe Matty rehearsing with the orchestra, visit our website at classicalipr.org. We've been listening to the Academy Orchestra. Now we'll hear the Interlochen Arts Academy Band. They're in Orchestra Hall, conducted by Lyman Starr, and performing the first suite in E-flat of Gustav Holst.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Interlaken Arts Academy Band, performing Gustav Holst's First Suite in E-flat, conducted by Lyman Starr. Music from the very first year at the Academy. I'm Amanda Sewell. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to these very first performances from the fall of 1962. Here is the Interlaken Arts Academy Band again, performing two movements from the Royce Hall Suite by Healy Willen. The Minuet and Rondo from the Royce Hall Suite by Healy Willen, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band and conducted by Lyman Starr. You're listening to the Interlaken Collection. On the program today, it's performances from the first year at Interlaken Arts Academy. Next, we'll hear the Interlaken Arts Academy Chorus. Here they are in October of 1962, singing a chorale by Johann Sebastian Bach under the direction of Robert Murphy. The Interlaken Arts Academy Chorus singing Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light by Johann Sebastian Bach and conducted by Robert Murphy. The Academy Chorus also sang two concert spirituals on this concert. Here's Every Time I Feel the Spirit, arranged by William Dawson, and Rock of My Soul, arranged by Wayne Howarth.
Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Up on the mountain, my Lord spoke. Out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine. Till I asked my Lord if all was mine.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Jordan River is chilly and cold. It chills the body, but not the soul. There ain't but one drink upon this track. It runs to heaven and right back.
Every time I feel the Spirit,
every time I feel
in my heart, to sing and pray, oh, rock of my soul.
two concert spirituals performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Chorus under the direction of Robert Murphy. We heard Wayne Howarth's arrangement of Rock of My Soul and William Dawson's arrangement of Every Time I Feel the Spirit. On this edition of the Interlochen Collection, it's some early concerts from the Arts Academy. Every performance on today's program was held in Interlochen's Orchestra Hall. That building was torn down in 2013. Where it used to stand is now a green space. If you've been to Interlochen lately, it's that green space just north of what's now called the Maddie Administration Building. Now let's hear one more performance from that first Academy year. Here's a concert from November 1962. The Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra was conducted by A. Clyde Roller. They performed music from Act II of Richard Wagner's Lohengrin. This is Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral.
Thank you.
Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral, music from Act Two of Richard Wagner's Lohengrin, a performance by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra conducted by A. Clyde Roller. That was in November of 1962, the first Academy year. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. For Dr. Joseph Maddy, the opening of the Interlaken Arts Academy was an opportunity for universal friendship through the arts. Interlaken's mission was consistent with other international and cross-cultural efforts at the time. One of these was President Eisenhower's People-to-People program. It encouraged the direct exchange of ideas between people of different cultures. Another was UNESCO. It wanted to create international peace using education, science, and culture. As Dr. Maddy pointed out, Interlaken was directly in line with these international efforts for culture and understanding.
When the Kresge Assembly Hall at Interlaken, a gift from the Kresge Foundation, was dedicated in 1948, an inscription was placed above the stage reading, "Dedicated to the promotion of world friendship through the universal language of the arts." This was several years before the advent of the People-to-People program of our government. We believe that the first step toward the realization of UNESCO's program of peace through understanding must be through the universal language of the arts, especially music, for music is understood by all people.
Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.